Hello, this is Pastor Gary from First Baptist Church of La Plata. Most people know that I'm a pilot, so as a pilot, I have a special appreciation for Orville and Wilbur Wright, the first to invent, construct, and pilot a powered, sustained, and controlled aircraft. I mentioned last June that NASA's next Martian exploration would include a helicopter named Ingenuity. If successful flight is achieved, this will be the first time in history that a vehicle, other than in the process of landing, has flown over the surface of a planet other than Earth. What I did not know was that a piece of fabric from the original Wright Flyer wing is affixed to the underside of the Martian helicopter. I also did not know that Neil Armstrong took a piece of wood from the Wright Flyer on Apollo 11 and that John Glenn took along a swatch of the Wright Flyer wing aboard the space shuttle Discovery in 1998. Of course, the Wright brothers, Armstrong and Glenn, were all from Ohio, making the historic specimens even more special. Why take Wright brothers' artifacts to space? Because the Wright brothers unknowingly launched the space age. If you can't get off the ground, you can't get into space. Remembering mankind's great achievements from the past is important, but we must not allow those achievements to overshadow or eclipse the greatest achievement of all by the man, Jesus Christ. Jesus died on the cross to pay for the sins of all who would believe. John 1:12 puts it like this, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." Every man, woman, and child who receives the loving sacrifice of Jesus Christ will experience forgiveness and life abundant and eternal. Now that's an historic accomplishment worth remembering.